Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you are able to join me as we share the Word of the Lord. The last several broadcasts, I've been ministering on the power that we have in the name of Jesus. God has given us, Jesus has given us authority. He's given us power over all the power of the enemy. And when we will use His name, it's really like a divine power of attorney. But we must have faith. We must believe that Jesus is going to honor what He said to us. And Jesus can't lie. The Lord can't lie. But we have to be open-hearted and believing. And we should seek the Lord to rest and to build up our faith in the knowledge of our authority that we have. We must realize that Satan is a defeated foe. Isn't that true? We know that. Jesus said, "It's finished." He conquered all the works of the enemy. He destroyed the power of the curse and of death. And Satan is helpless before the power and might of the name of Jesus. But we must invoke by faith in our hearts. We've got to have faith. If you don't have faith, well, it's not going to work, right? You're not going to see results. But with faith, sins and sicknesses and all the results of the fall will give way at His rebuke. I mean, they've been conquered by Jesus. And so it's when you use the name of Jesus, it's just as if Jesus Himself were speaking the word of deliverance, the word of healing. So the Christian's inheritance includes the authority to do the works of Christ. Think about that. It covers everything that God has promised in all the hundreds and of the glorious and unlimited promises that are outlined and delineated for us in the Word of God. It covers every a possible need in this life, spiritual and practical, and that which is to come, the life to come. The church and Christianity began in miracles. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, it was a miraculous day. Thousands were added to the church that day. And not only that, it's been propagated by miracles. Jesus was a man of miracles. He was a miracle worker. And what does Hebrews say? The 13th chapter, verse 8, declares Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. In some circles today, when anyone attempts to bring the power of Christianity back to the church, they could be labeled a fanatic and cast out and disfellowshipped by churchianity. The problem with much of the church today is they've taken the power of God out of Christianity. And all that's left, what is left? Just a form of godliness. 2 Timothy 3 and 5 admonishes us, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it, from such turn away. Those who will water down the Word of God, those who say that miracles aren't for today, what does the Word say? From such, turn away. Oh, beloved, the name of Jesus, what a beautiful name. At the name of Jesus, everything shall bow, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess of things in heaven and in earth and under the earth. At the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, hallelujah, to the glory of God the Father. That wonderful, matchless name of Jesus. That name of Jesus stands for justice, for love, for righteousness, for holiness, for peace and power and happiness and life and liberty and light and joy and friendship and judgment and salvation and everything, my friend, that is just and good and beautiful Everything that the heart can hold is Jesus stands for all that is good. And his name is the greatest name of all ages among men. It is the hope of the world and the joy of the saints. The most wonderful truth for us as believers is that of the free and unreserved use of the name of Jesus to carry on the work of God in the earth. Just think about it. That's why that name has been given, that we can use his name, the name of Jesus, to carry on the work of God in the earth and to act as his representatives in his place among men, defeating sin and defeating Satan for the glory of God. The proper use of the name of Jesus will heal the sick, cast out devils, give an answer to prayer, give health and prosperity, and will perform miracles and defeat all the powers of the devil. God never intended that there should ever be a change made in either in his methods of preaching or of confirming his word. That's, you know, it says the disciples went forth preaching the gospel with signs following. The disciples before the cross, imagine that before the cross, they used his name to defeat Satan. Let me just share briefly Luke 9, chapter, verse 1 through 6. He called his 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And it says, he said, don't take for your journey bread nor money or have two coats. He said, whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. In verse 6, and they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Praise God. There's other references in Mark the 6th chapter, 7 through 13, a parallel chapter. And later on in verse 10, verses 1 through 20. And even men who didn't follow the apostolic band did miracles in the name of Jesus. A little bit further in Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 49, John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followed not with us. Verse 50, and Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. These disciples were commanded to use his name to get whatever they wanted. In John, there's numerous chapters in references, I should say, in the 14th chapter. Let me take a moment to turn to that. In the 14th chapter of John, verses 14 through 16, he says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. And verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And in John the 15th chapter, verse 16, Jesus says, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you, that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They used his name, that the early church, they went forth in the name of Jesus after Jesus commissioned them, and they turned the world upside down. Praise God. So the purpose of the authority, the power that we have been given, is to confirm the word of God and to prove to men that God is the supreme being of the universe. Think about it. That's why it's so important that we have miracles today, that we have signs and wonders as we preach the full counsel of the word of God, because it confirms the veracity, the truth of God's word, and it confirms the existence and the reality of God. That's why God never took it out of the church. He wants to demonstrate in power. Paul said, I came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so each one of us are ambassadors of the Lord. As representatives of God, we should just be like the Apostle Paul, who said to the Romans, I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, and I am sure that when I am come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the gospel of Christ. That's Romans the 15th chapter, verses 18 and 19 and 29. Paul said to the Corinthians, I will come unto you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians 4, 18 through 20. Beloved, the name of Jesus was preached among the heathen, and it wrought such miraculous things that multitudes turned to God. The disciples represented his name, and they used that glorious name to defeat all demon powers. His wonderful name became the center of all work for God. And beloved, this should be the place that his name holds in today's church, in today's work of Christianity, in the work of the gospel. And when this becomes true again, men will have and use their divine authority, and we will see demonstrated with signs and wonders the power that we have in the name of Jesus. So beloved, when you pray, pray with a confidence, pray with a knowledge that you are following the words, the express command of Jesus, and whatsoever you ask in his name in faith, the Father will do it. Hallelujah. That the Lord may be glorified. Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord for our time together, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time, and we'll share whatever the Lord will have for us on tomorrow's broadcast. But I'd like to share just a portion of a letter from a sister writing from San Lorenzo, California, and she writes, thank you for the letter you wrote to me. Your ministry is like a drink of cool water in a dry and thirsty land. Life feels overwhelming, but I will cling to his hand. Blessings. And she encloses an offering and requests a cassette tape. Yeah, I rarely offer tapes, but they are available, special messages on cassette that Brother Glass or I are preaching. If you'd like a recent offer, Hallmarks of Maturity that I preached, just request it. Hallmarks of Maturity. There's some powerful keys I shared to overcoming depression and negative habit patterns. You'll be blessed, I'm sure. The announcer will give you our mailing address, and I want to thank all of you regular partners, listeners, for your prayer support. And if you're a new listener, I invite you to write. I know you'll be blessed by the ministry of correspondence God has given. I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,